The relics of Saint Anne, the mother of the Virgin Mary, are believed to have been discovered in Apter, France, during the reign of Charlemagne. According to a most ancient and uninterrupted tradition, the body of Saint Anne was carried to France in a boat boarded by Lazarus, Martha, and Mary Magdalene. The three left Jerusalem because of the persecution of Christians and crossed the Mediterranean Sea and landed in Provence, France. The journey is traditionally believed to have occurred between 43 and 45 AD. Saint Mary Magdalene and her companions carried with them the remains of Saint Anne, and after having arrived in France, the relics were taken to the city of Apter. In those stormy days of persecution, it was necessary to hide the relics of the martyrs and saints. The first bishop of Apter took further precautions to guard this holy treasure from desecration and had the remains buried deeper in the subterranean chapel. All approach to it was carefully concealed till persecutions and invasion ceased. For centuries, the country was overrun by hordes of barbarians, and it became ever more difficult to locate the remains of Saint Anne. The relics were now lost. At the end of the 8th century, when Emperor Charlemagne declared victory over the invaders, people began rebuilding holy places that were destroyed, and priests began their search for the remains of Saint Anne. Charlemagne's first goal in Apter was to have the cathedral reconstructed, and this took place during the Easter solemnities, in the presence of an enormous crowd of nobles, clergy, and people. Among those in attendance was a young 14-year-old deaf, dumb, and blind boy who began acting in a strange manner, as if he were hearing a voice from heaven. The boy, during the solemn rites, immediately moved toward the high altar, struck it with his staff, the steps leading up to it, and made signs that they should dig there. Emperor Charlemagne was deeply impressed that after the mass, he commanded that the excavation designed by the boy should be made. The altar steps were removed and a door, closed up with huge stones, was revealed. As they made their way down the flight of stairs, the blind boy suddenly rushed forward as if his eyes had been suddenly opened and led the way into this underground church. Charlemagne now held the boy's hand and gave orders to keep back the excited multitude. They made their way deeper and deeper into the crypt, and after having broken down a wall in front of them, another and lower crypt was discovered at the end of a long and narrow corridor. As they came in view of this crypt, a bright light flashed upon the emperor and his assistants. What they saw was a burning lamp and a sarcophagus. At that very moment, the blind boy regained his sight, hearing, and speech. Emperor Charlemagne and those present were left in total awe at what they were seeing in front of them. When the sarcophagus was opened, a sweet fragrance filled the air and a casket of cypress wood was discovered, containing the body of Saint Anne, wrapped round and round with folds of precious cloth. On the casket was the inscription, "Here lies the body of Blessed Anne, Mother of the Virgin Mary." Afterward, Emperor Charlemagne had an exact narrative of the discovery drawn up, and a copy was sent to the Pope with a royal letter. Saint Anne, pray for us.